Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. Ooh, I can't speak today. Don't mind me. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I'm trying to find out what are the terms of it. I have a fire extended holiday sale.
I apologize. You were cutting out a little bit there. Can you repeat that?
Oh, I said I was just calling to find out what are the terms and conditions of your holiday sale.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, sure. So the terms and conditions essentially with that, let me go ahead and find them and read them to you. And just bear with me. So the offer is limited to new residential fiber customers. They're not available in all areas. The rewards card is issued by the My Bundle TV within 30 days after your internet service installation. If the service is terminated, any remaining gift card funds will be terminated. Advertised monthly rate includes $10 discount for automatic ACH, which is checking account, and paperless billing, which must be maintained to receive the discount. Not required to receive the gift card incentive. Lease of equipment included in monthly cost required for internet service. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed and subject to usage restrictions. The credit check and deposit may be required, which on our end, it's not always the case. Customer must be legally authorized to permit service installation, fastest internet based on fastest available download speeds. Residential services, including fiber internet, are subject to the residential services subscriber agreement located at the website. All trademarks, logos, brand names are the property of their respective owners. So that's the terms of the offer.
So I just in layman terms, I just wanted to know what's the
Okay, so what happens is that right now we are having a offer to where if you order fiber internet before the 15th, you do get a $100 streaming card within 30 days after the install. It is usable on any one of your services. You can even use it towards multiple. So like Hulu, Max, Netflix, YouTube TV, Prime Video, things like that. We do offer 1 gig and 2 gig plans. The 1 gig is up to 1,000 megabytes per second, and it is for $69.99 if you sign up for the automatic payment with your checking account and paperless billing. Installation is free. We do offer that $69.99 a month with the auto pay and paperless billing for 2 years. There's no contracts, no cancellation fees, and all the taxes and fees are included in your price as well as the equipment.
Nine.
$69.99, yep.
It sounds interesting. My only problem is home.
I'm sorry, you're
What
cutting
would
out
that
a
be?
bit.
Home.
So you said
We're not going
there's
to be
only one
home.
problem.
Yeah, we're leaving for a holiday for a vacation, like
Okay.
days, and we won't be back until January 1st.
Okay, and that's fine. And what I can do is I can take a look to see what your address is to expect when your service would be available for install. We can schedule for a later date for when you come back.
It's 191 Tremper Avenue in Kingston.
Okay. Are you in an apartment?
The house
It's a
on the
house, so there's
first floor.
no. Okay, so you're first floor. Okay. All right. And it does show that we are able to service you. We can get you scheduled. If you want, what you can do is we can sign up now and I can schedule the appointment for a day that you are back from your vacation. Would that be okay?
I
I'm
would, and then
sorry.
I would need to cancel. Would need to cancel my until I know which day you're right.
Yeah, no, so actually, so when it comes to that, you wouldn't want to cancel your current provider until after our services are installed because we don't interfere with their services. we run a brand new cable. So fiber cable is different than coaxial. So we run a completely new line, and therefore it does not interfere with your current service. Once our services are fully installed, then you can tell your current provider, hey, I switched. I would like to cancel. If that makes sense.
It does.
Okay.
And I need some more information, but not today, just about because I want to know, you know, because I have Spectrum TV, and I'm sure when I cancel their internet, they're going to either up my TV or do something. So I wanted to know what TV services I can
So we use don't offer anyway, any TV services. That's the unfortunate part.
I know, but I just wanted to... Yeah, I know, but I should be able to stream.
Yes. Yes, the streaming is only available.
The one gig.
So the 1 gig?
Pardon me. What do you say about the streaming?
Yeah, so you can do streaming with the 1 gig. Absolutely. It should not cause any issues at all. We actually have a lot of happy customers with the 1 gig who use it for mainly streaming. Video games, however, if it were like you had a gamer in the house, then you might want to go for the 2 gig because that way you could still stream and they can still play. You know what I mean?
Well, the only thing I needed for that is the internet services for I help my kids with their schoolwork.
Yeah.
I'm not a gamer or anything like that. I just like streaming. And so is the 1 gig less than, well, I don't know if you would know that. Is it less than Spectrum offers now?
So actually, that is the minimum plan that we offer. And Spectrum's maximum plan, to my knowledge anyways, is 1 gig.
Okay,
so for us, it's...
Just getting some stuff here.
Yeah, the 1 gig is 1,000 megabytes per second.
As long as it's not less than they offer, I'm good.
Yeah, so we offer the 1,000 megabytes per second. You might want to contact them and ask them what your speed is that you get from them.
Yeah, I think my bill should show that. I'm not sure, but anyway. And how much is the 2 gig?
The 2 gig with the automatic pay and paperless billing would be $89.99. The regular prices for both, for the 1 gig is $79.99 and the 2 gig is $99.99. Those are the regular prices.
$99 for 2 years, you said?
Correct. $69.99 for 2 years if you sign up for automatic pay.
Okay. That should be good.
Okay.
So I said I can make the I could sign up now for a later date installation.
Correct.
Okay. So yeah, I would like to sign up.
Okay, absolutely. I can help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so we're going for the 1 gig. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then how large would you say the home is as far as square footage?
It's quite a big house, but this is only the first floor. It's like maybe, I would say mostly 1,500 square feet down on this floor. And
okay.
The whole house is like 2,700 square feet.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Upstairs,
well, The reason that I ask is because sometimes you may need an extender, depending on the size of your home. We do include one extender at no cost that is included with your equipment. That way, you know, you get whole home Wi-Fi. So that's perfectly fine. On the day of your install, you and your technician will discuss it.
Okay.
And then were you looking for home phone service?
No, we just do cell phones.
Okay. No worries. And then do you rent or own your current property?
We own it.
Okay. And then how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
I think these old houses are all through the air.
So like your electric cables are through the air?
I don't know. I think so. I don't think we have anything on the ground.
I can definitely put down not sure. They'll definitely take a look and determine whether or not it's aerial or burial. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name, please?
Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N. Last name is Erlington, E-A-R-L-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Okay. Email address, please?
All lowercase letters. And it's C as in cat, E as in egg, R as in robin, L as in lion, N as in Nancy, G as in goat, T as in Tom, N as in Nancy. It doesn't spell anything.
I mean, it does. But.
Well, it doesn't have, well, it's GTN. There's no O in there. There's no.
Yeah, but it's basically the first initial, and then it's Erlington.
Mm-hmm.
Just missing a bunch of the vowels, that's all.
Well, partly.
Still spells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And the primary phone number you like on the account?
845-389-8475.
Perfect. Did you want a secondary account number, like a secondary phone number on the account?
No, I don't. I just have one phone.
Okay, no worries. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for future notifications regarding your account? We do have the option of phone, email, or text.
Maybe text.
Text?
Text, please.
Okay, of course.
Mm-hmm.
More than happy to do that. And then just so that you are aware, message and data rates may apply. That's typical with any carrier. Especially if you have the unlimited, then that should not be an issue. We don't send any advertisements to your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. What we do send, however, is reminders for your upcoming appointment, any account-specific updates such as billing updates, letting you know that your invoice is available. And then, of course, you can also confirm your installation appointment via text as well. And then we do offer that discount for the $69.99. Did you want to sign up for that now, or did you want to do it on the website?
I'll do it now.
Okay. All right. So I will need the account and routing number for your bank account, please.
Okay. My bank account. So, and will that be deducted from the account today?
No, it will not. So it would be deducted deducted from the account on the day of install.
Okay. I just want to know if I have the funds available.
Of course.
Okay. And it has to be like a bank account, right?
Yes, it does, for the $10 savings. If you wanted to do credit or debit, it would only give you a $5 savings, so it would make it $74.99.
It's a Visa card on Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union.
Okay, so we're doing it through a card, which would make your bill $74.99?
No, we're doing it through the bank. I was using my debit card.
Yeah, so the debit card is still a card because it's by Visa or MasterCard. So what we would need is a routing number and account number for the bank account. That way it skips the whole Visa or MasterCard.
Okay. So when I'm paying my monthly bills, can I set it up with my debit card? Because that's how I pay most of my bills. It still comes up from the bank, but I have to set it up on my... You know, I guess I don't have to set it up with my card. Hold on.
Yeah, if you go into your bank app, you can see your account information.
Because I use my bank app to pay my bills. But let me just get the bank information.
Of course.
Oh, okay. It's easier when I do the card thing, because then I don't have to remember any bank routing numbers.
True.
Okay, so the first set of numbers are the routing number, right?
Yes.
The checking. Yeah, so it's ready? It's 2219 79363
Okay, and that is for the Hudson Valley Credit Union?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And the account number has 5 zeros, 5 leading zeros, and then 208-563-901.
Okay, so just to confirm, after the 5 zeros, that's when it starts with 208?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then it is your name on the account?
Yes.
Do you have a middle initial in the account?
Yes, M.
Okay. And you said it was Erlington, E-A-R-L-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Yeah.
Okay, correct. Perfect. And is this a checking or a savings account?
It's a checking account. Okay. Well, it's both, but the check is for the checking.
Yeah, that's fine. And then do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due after your install?
What I usually do is I use your information. Oh, I have to authorize that.
Yeah, we're asking you for your verbal authorization.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not going to take out today. It's just saving it in the system so that when your install occurs, we can pull out on that day so that you can pay for the month ahead, you know?
Okay.
And then how did you hear about us at Archtop Fiber?
I get flyers in the mail.
Okay. Perfect. And then did you have any details or information about the property that our installer should be aware of, such as any gas lines, septic tanks, things like that?
No gas lines. The only lines we have are plumbing.
Okay.
Yeah, all the plumbing is on one side of the house, so I can...
Okay, and then did you have any questions or comments for our technicians?
Well, I'm all right. I'm kind of in a hurry to get out on the street. I didn't want to.
That was actually the last question. So.
No, not right. If I do think of any, I'm sure I can get in touch with you. And who am I speaking with?
CJ. And then when is it that you would be back from your trip?
Like January 2nd.
Okay. So did you want us to schedule for maybe the 6th or the 7th?
When is the 6th? What date is the 6th? Is it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday? Yeah, the 6th, yeah.
We have an 8 a.m.
It should be good.
Okay. We have an 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m. or 3 p.m. available.
And 10 a.m. would be good.
10 a.m.? Okay, you got it. That's it. We've got you scheduled. Mm-hmm. Just so that you're aware, you should be receiving two emails, one of which would be your confirmation of your order. The other one is to log into the Archtop Fiber account. There is a link. That link expires in 24 hours, so definitely be sure to click on that when you get a chance today. It'll allow you to set up your password, and you'll be able to access your account and keep an eye on everything. Okay?
Okay. You said it expires within 24 hours?
Yeah, the link expires in 24 hours.
Okay. I'm just very super busy right now.
No, that's understandable. It's almost Christmas, so I completely get it. Especially for the holidays.
We're kind of leaving the country.
Yeah, I mean, I did the same thing growing up. I used to go back home to the Caribbean. So every December, we'd be back home in St. Barts for about, I don't know, 3 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do miss it, though. I haven't been home in over 10 years.
Oh, my Lord.
Where is it?
Well, I don't really go very often. Jamaica is where I go.
Oh, nice.
But I guess.
Yeah, see, I'm from St. Barts.
I guess the Caribbean.
Yeah. I have to admit, if you ever want to go shopping on one of the islands, definitely go to St. Martin. Mm-hmm. They have the best shopping over in Oyster Pond.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They absolutely do. And you can haggle too, which is great. But they have like 2 miles. They have about 2 miles long roads, and it's like 2 or 3 of those roads that are nothing but stores. And it's right on the beach too. So I'm sorry, you cut out there. You asked how is the what?
Prices.
The prices are not bad last time I was there. I mean, I was able to get a bottle of rum for like literally $7 US. Whereas really? Back on St. Bart's, it was like at least 12 euros. And then here in the States, the same bottle is like $35. So in comparison, definitely recommend it. I did a whole wardrobe mm-hmm. for my daughter when she was like 3 back down in St. Martin. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was really, really affordable, so definitely check it out.
I will.
But yeah, St. Martin is definitely the place to be for shopping. You as well, and I hope you have a fantastic holiday season. Good luck on your trip. I hope you get a lot of relaxation and enjoy soaking up the sun and, you know. But thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely. I wish I could come with you. But I do appreciate you calling into Arch Shop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic holiday season and a great weekend as well.
Thank you, and the same to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.